Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And I am back in town, and with a vengeance, I saw 4 or 5 plays in Buffalo this week. 4 shows, plus Wicked, Wicked in all its glory at Shays Performing Arts Center. And it's a great production.
A great pit. They hired a lot of local musicians. The set, the projections, everything. Mind-boggling.
First rate. Wicked. So, in Buffalo this week, Mr. Wolf at Road Less Traveled, a play by Rajiv Joseph. They're quite devoted to him down there. They had done a season in 2022 where they did his play Guards at the Taj and did a reading of his play Archduke, which is making its New York City debut right now. But this is Mr. Wolf. Were you appropriately disturbed?
Yes. And typical of Rajiv Joseph play, it starts off kind of innocently. You're not really sure where we're going.
Well, this very lovely man, this very sane and intelligent and reasonable man, Mr. Wolf, talks to us. And as the play begins, the police are closing in. He's minutes away from his own death. It turns out that he, many years before, had kidnapped a little girl and kept her in confinement and raised her to believe that she was a prophet and the savior of the world. And he prepares her for life in the real world by giving her a coat and a candy bar. And we're off to the races. She is reunited with the parents she never knew she had.
And they haven't seen her for over a decade. So it's going to be a learning process for everyone.
Yeah, it's directed by Peter Palmisano. The girl is a complete newcomer, a recent NU graduate, Lauren Farrow, who has this challenging character to play, this girl with all kinds of confidence in what she thinks she knows, but complete and total vulnerability. We quickly learn that she is a survivor.
She is a tough little cookie. You know, often we talk about the director and the actors, and only occasionally the folks behind the scene, but really the collaboration of Colin Ranney's set, John Rickus Light, the scenery painted by Anna Kremholz. It was a work of art and in constant motion.
The projections kept it in constant motion. I thought it was entirely projections until I suddenly realized the scene painting was real. And it is intersecting prosceniums, intersecting arcs, which create a completely empty space. I described it as a combination children's toy theater and planetarium. These mundane rooms, a living room, a bedroom, but then they could create a complete void. And it's not that large an expanse, but it seemed like infinite space.
That's exactly right. And I've never seen that, at least in a local theater. When the characters go off, they totally disappear. I don't know how they did that effect, but yeah, it's the void.
Into the blackness, into the void, yeah.
Wow.
That's Mr. Wolf. It's at Road Less Traveled. Ultimately, well, I shouldn't say whether it's uplifting or not, because you'll know how it ends. Over at the Irish Classical Theatre Company, a play by Ronan Noon called Thirst. If you know Eugene O'Neill's Long Day's Journey Into Night, it is the same day, the same house, but it's not the Tyrone family. It is the servants in the kitchen, 3 of them, the cook, the second girl, and the chauffeur, directed by Kate Loconte, but brilliantly acted by Alex Millais, Kai Crumley, and Peter Johnson. What happens among these people as they try to escape the lives they've had for the lives they want while a great family showdown is happening in the other room? And that's all I will say so as not to spoil it. It is very enjoyable.
Isn't it? Perfect, yes.
I just drank it in as it's happening. This wonderful acting, these wonderful characters, this beautiful play called Thirst. Got off to Gideon's Knot, the play over at Brazen Face Varlets, performing at the Compass Performing Arts Factory out there on Elmwood Avenue, about a teacher who believes that the mother of the child in her class who has died is not going to keep her parent-teacher conference, but oh no, she does. She shows up. She has a bone to pick with the teacher.
She has an agenda.
And it is Caitlin Coleman as the teacher and Kristen Tripp Kelly as the mother of the deceased fifth grader.
It's intense. It's a small performance space. You're right there, literally in the room where it happens when Mama Bear comes in, just slinging from both barrels.
She does. She's not a woman inclined to accept responsibility for anything. But yeah. Well, for the last show of my weekend, I picked up Straight White Men at Ujima Theatre Company on Plymouth. I think we should pick that up next week. But that is a very serious comedy over at Ujima Theatre Company. For a Theatre Talk on BTPM NPR,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.